Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Senator Kevin Kinney about his efforts against human trafficking. This is a fairly detailed information packet about human trafficking and how it's being combated here in Iowa. So what can you tell me to sort of expand on it?
Well, it's the things that the Iowa Senate have been able to do with some different legislation here in Iowa and just different things to look for to report human trafficking. The legislature in the last 2 years has been very supportive of some of the initiatives that I have brought forward and been made in law.
What can people out in Iowa, what can we do to help prevent human trafficking?
It's just one of those things where if you see something that does not appear to be right, contact your local law enforcement authorities. A lot of times when their gut instinct tells them that there's a problem and that there's something that is just not right, a lot of times their instinct is right and you should just report it. It doesn't hurt to report it to law enforcement and they can check it out and see if there is something.
All right. What are some things that people should be on the look for then?
Well, if you have someone that is, say, in a store and not allowed to talk and that there's another person that's doing all the talking for them. If you have a young female that obviously does not belong to that person that they're with or they're much older, would be a sign. If you have someone that you approach and they just kind of become very, very nervous. Again, it's just how would a normal person act? And if there's a problem and if they're showing signs that isn't how you feel a normal person would react to something, a lot of times there is something going on.
What is the government doing specifically to combat human trafficking in Iowa?
Well, there's different and I'm not going to go into how they're running stings or doing any of that stuff, but they've become much more active in trying to set up different types of stings around the state, and they're trying to monitor some of the activity that's going on the internet and so forth.
Is it much of a problem here in Iowa? Would you say that Iowa's a place where it happens frequently as compared to our neighbors or anything like that? Or would you say we're right around average, or where would you say we're at?
Well, I think it happens a lot more than what people think. You know, from 2006 until I retired 2 years ago from the sheriff's office, I worked on, I believe 13 different cases of human trafficking. That's just one agency, one person. So I think that it probably happens much more than what people realize.
Is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about regarding human trafficking?
Just if you don't think something is right or if you are suspicious about it, report it to the law enforcement authorities.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Senator Kevin Kinney. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. For more information on how Senator Kinney is fighting human trafficking in Iowa, visit kciiradio.com and click on the Human Trafficking Story. The story includes links to the Department of Homeland Security's website that includes warning signs and how to report a tip if you suspect someone is a victim of human trafficking. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.